Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which young people are talking about travelling alone. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each person gives for choosing to travel alone. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says was the unexpected consequence of travelling alone. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I finished high school and made enough money to travel before going to uni by working part-time in a restaurant. My thinking behind traveling on my own was to learn to sort out any difficulties for myself. I'd always lived with my parents, but I was going to live in another city to study, so they wouldn't always be around to fall back on. My trip was amazing. I couldn't believe how many different places were so interesting. And the astonishing thing was the wide range of cuisines that I found out I loved, from spicy to delicately aromatic. Sometimes it was difficult for the waiters to explain things to me, but with a little patience, we managed between us.
Speaker 2.
It was great visiting Europe, but everything was so different and at times a bit scary from my life in a small town in the U.S. Going from country to country, I had to work out how to get from A to B using local and international rail routes. But the upside of that, which I hadn't thought about beforehand, was I became expert at dealing with any issue that came up, even though it was often frustrating. I decided to do my trip solo because a friend had been on an organized tour and said it was annoying not being able to change plans at the drop of a hat. And I knew I'd find not being able to decide things for myself aggravating too.
Speaker 3.
I was really keen to go on a long trip to South America and looked at doing it in an organized group or by myself. In the end, the decision was made for me in a way when I looked at the total outlay if I went with a group. Anyway, it turned out to be the best thing because, of course, being on a budget, I had to sort out a lot of things for myself in Spanish and Portuguese, and I was amazed at how fluent I became in just a couple of months. I was fortunate because people were always so accepting of my poor pronunciation.
Speaker 4.
What stood out for me about my trip was that because I was on my own, I briefly spent time with loads of other travellers and locals. I hadn't considered that benefit before setting off. I just thought I'd have a great time trying the local dishes wherever I was. I'm a real foodie. In my free time at home, I do photography, and I'd chosen to travel by myself so that I could get some new ideas for an exhibition I was going to put on. The best place for that turned out to be a national park in Spain, where you're not allowed to take vehicles because they want to keep damage to the environment to a minimum.
Speaker 5.
My sister had been on a great tour of Japan when she was a student, but said being in a group had lots of disadvantages. She knew it wouldn't suit me, as my main purpose was to prepare for a marathon. I wanted to be able to watch my diet and make sure I could train every day. This was the best time for me to do this, the trip and the run, because after my trip, I was starting a new job in the automotive industry. I'd been feeling a bit daunted by the prospect of this new job, and I hadn't anticipated how much the trip would help me think about my future without panicking. So that was fantastic.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I finished high school and made enough money to travel before going to uni by working part-time in a restaurant. My thinking behind traveling on my own was to learn to sort out any difficulties for myself. I'd always lived with my parents, but I was going to live in another city to study, so they wouldn't always be around to fall back on. My trip was amazing. I couldn't believe how many different places were so interesting. And the astonishing thing was the wide range of cuisines that I found out I loved, from spicy to delicately aromatic. Sometimes it was difficult for the waiters to explain things to me, but with a little patience, we managed between us.
Speaker 2.
It was great visiting Europe, but everything was so different and at times a bit scary from my life in a small town in the U.S. Going from country to country, I had to work out how to get from A to B using local and international rail routes. But the upside of that, which I hadn't thought about beforehand, was I became expert at dealing with any issue that came up, even though it was often frustrating. I decided to do my trip solo because a friend had been on an organized tour and said it was annoying not being able to change plans at the drop of a hat. And I knew I'd find not being able to decide things for myself aggravating too.
Speaker 3.
I was really keen to go on a long trip to South America and looked at doing it in an organized group or by myself. In the end, the decision was made for me in a way when I looked at the total outlay if I went with a group. Anyway, it turned out to be the best thing because, of course, being on a budget, I had to sort out a lot of things for myself in Spanish and Portuguese, and I was amazed at how fluent I became in just a couple of months. I was fortunate because people were always so accepting of my poor pronunciation.
Speaker 4.
What stood out for me about my trip was that because I was on my own, I briefly spent time with loads of other travellers and locals. I hadn't considered that benefit before setting off. I just thought I'd have a great time trying the local dishes wherever I was. I'm a real foodie. In my free time at home, I do photography, and I'd chosen to travel by myself so that I could get some new ideas for an exhibition I was going to put on. The best place for that turned out to be a national park in Spain, where you're not allowed to take vehicles because they want to keep damage to the environment to a minimum.
Speaker 5.
My sister had been on a great tour of Japan when she was a student, but said being in a group had lots of disadvantages. She knew it wouldn't suit me, as my main purpose was to prepare for a marathon. I wanted to be able to watch my diet and make sure I could train every day. This was the best time for me to do this, the trip and the run, because after my trip, I was starting a new job in the automotive industry. I'd been feeling a bit daunted by the prospect of this new job, and I hadn't anticipated how much the trip would help me think about my future without panicking. So that was fantastic.
That's the end of part four.